Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
lies, and all the joy within you. It's Grace Slick bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till 23 after. I don't know. I'm on the wrong side of the clock, folks. I'm wishing my wife away. 23 after the hour, and not really. I love doing this, and it all goes by too fast. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Patrick Howie. He's the author of The Evolution of Revolutions. And, Patrick, in your book, you talk about what you call a revolutionary moment. Now, tell us what that looks like.
Well, the revolutionary moment is actually, I would argue, is kind of been mythicized, and it's not quite as true as we want to believe. So historically, you know, anyone who's ever read, you know, more in the scientific world, but they always have this sort of belief that someone sort of had this dream, and they've kind of all of a sudden woke up and figured this thing out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like the aha moment. And there is, but it's not that big. It's usually, and any time those sort of mythical stories have been looked on, you see that the trails were much slower in the developing, and that, you know, kind of all the pieces were there. There is a point in which you do see what you were looking at differently, and I think the best way of thinking about that is the old, well, there's a ton of them now on the Internet, of course, but the vase, you can look at the vase, and it looks like a vase, or
right.
You can kind of change your perception, it looks like two faces.
Right.
That's essentially the revolutionary moment. You're looking at the same information, and you finally put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that it's not that it's this huge leap.
Well, one of the things
it was right there.
In the faith world, there are two things that people talk about. One is a mountaintop experience, where somebody has this huge, you know, momentary revelation, mountaintop experience, changes their life, changes their faith life, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are the people who are basically on what's called a journey of faith. And so it's you know, we put one foot in front of the other. Hopefully every day they learn, you know, that something new happens. And I think, you know, I think that happens in the marketplace. I think there are people like you know, like what's the guy who founded Facebook? Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. You know, I think, all right, he had a mountaintop experience and founded this incredible thing, you know, and you can name a few others. And then you look back on the people who are doing very well these days, but their thing didn't happen overnight. Maybe it happened over 20 years or whatever. And I think their revolutionary moments were more building blocks kind of thing. And that's what I want to get across to small business owners, folks. You don't have to have. In fact, I don't even want a mountaintop experience, Patrick. I don't want one of those. I would rather have just a little more clarity every day, but continue to think like a revolutionary. What do you think?
Well, I would argue that I'm not sure Zuckerberg had a mountaintop experience. I think there are clearly times in life where we end up, you know, and go like aha, and we sort of look at it and make it a big deal, but. While I did see the movie, but even outside of the movie, Facebook was really a second to market, if not worse. MySpace was dominating
right.
Facebook,
right.
And they were first to market. So the concept of people putting their information up there was out there, and a lot of
right.
people knew it. And there are actually others. There are a lot of other competitors. He just
innovated well, and
more
I didn't, and
more,
I didn't
more
mean
rapidly.
Him exactly. He was more
oh,
like
yeah.
a metaphor. I just meant that somebody who goes from 0 to 60 in
oh.
2 years or something like that. To me, that's more. And see, it bothers me that sometimes small business owners. It concerns me that some small business owners might think, well, there must be something wrong with me because I'm not having those kinds of things. You know, folks, your revolution needs to take as much time as it needs to take. Just don't miss it. That's the main thing, right?
Absolutely. And so, you know, there's the personality characteristic. There's two stories that I think are interesting here. Well, one is more interesting as a story. The first is psychologists have sort of, you know, generally agree that there's sort of five major personality dimensions. The most important one, and there's like extroversion. The most important one is called conscientiousness, which is
right.
basically dedication to your task.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, you know, sort of, which is that's what you need. It's any time, any change, it's hard work. Some people just happen to, you know, things fall in place for them very quickly.
Right.
But it's constant hard work. And then the other is there is a, you know, people who have been successful entrepreneurs, they actually have less, they realize how much harder it is, even though they've been successful, and so their optimism for the next venture is actually tampered compared to sort of those who haven't done it at all.
Right.
And they recognize how much hard work it is, and actually, most of them recognize how much luck they had.
Hmm.
You know, making it huge does require a certain amount of luck.
Yeah, but you and I both know you make a lot of your luck.
You do. No, you set yourself
up.
And
not too many people got lucky laying in bed, you know, staying late.
No. I think it's an issue if you can have, there's 20 competitors.
Right.
Right? And, you know, you'd like to think Mark Zuckerberg said, shoo, thank God I made the decision to put, you know, as per the movie, put the everyone's, you know, relationship status on, you know, and,
right.
You know, if it weren't for that and a couple other things, it would have been MySpace or the next other company.
Right. I guess the big thing as we wrap up here, Patrick, is your revolutionary moment is going to be different from my revolutionary moment. I may have one big moment. You may have 1,000 little moments. Whatever it takes, however it fits your personality, as Patrick said, whatever your circumstances are in the marketplace, the main thing is to make sure you're a revolutionary, I think. In the 21st century, I think you're going to need to be somewhat of a revolutionary to be successful. What do you think, Patrick? Last thoughts.
Absolutely, it's the imperative of our time that if you're not trying to create and innovate, then you're going to fall behind.
The Evolution of Revolutions. That's the new book by Patrick Howie, Howie. Patrick, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Jim, thanks for having me.
See you then. Patrick Howie. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.